Welcome to the Truth of the Matter from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers. I'm Candy Gibbs. I recently listened to a podcast by Kevin Kirkland, who was speaking at a local church, and he quoted Annie Hawks, who in 1872 penned the old familiar hymn, I Need Thee Every Hour. She explained, I became so filled with the sense of the nearness of my Master that I began to wonder how anyone could live without him. The words, I need thee every hour, flashed into my mind, and very quickly the thought had full possession of me. That statement struck a chord with me. This morning, as I sat in the quiet of my room, I spent some much-needed time with the Father. I was talking with him about many things, but one of the things I said to him was, I want to be greatly moved by something, by anything. You know, when life strikes us with several quick knockout blows, it's easy to become numb and disconnected, to shut ourselves off from emotion, and certainly to refrain from all reflection. We would prefer to stay in the shallow and really won't even turn our gaze to the deep, much less venture out to see what the Father might have to show us. We choose to dull and lifeless. To be dull and lifeless, because at least then the pain of our circumstance is dulled as well. But certainly it made me a little fearful that I could not remember the last time that something moved me at all, much less greatly. I don't want to have a heart of stone. Certainly when we have hard-heartedness, we feel little pain. But the sad truth is, when we feel little pain, we feel little joy as well. I'm asking the Lord that we as a people would be fully alive, that we would experience the joy and the pain that simply coincides with our feet patting the dust of this earth. I don't want to miss my opportunity to live because I have forfeited my joy, avoiding occasional tears. To be filled with a sense of the nearness of my Master, to wonder how anyone could live without him. To have that kind of a relationship with him, we must be honest and vulnerable, and we must linger. I can't remember the last time that a thought had full possession of me. Can you? Oh, that we would simply sit at his feet and receive, not spend 10 minutes thumbing through our Bible to find something good to tweet, but soaking in his presence that is tangible, quieting not only our mouths but our hearts, and listening for secrets that he whispers to us. Secrets that aren't meant to share with all of mankind, but secrets that will soften those hard hearts of ours. Words from our Master that call those dead places in us to be fully alive. Father, oh, that you would take full possession of us, full possession of me. This is the Truth of the Matter from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers. You can reach us at 354-2288. I can't wait to hear from you. I hope you have a blessed day.